From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has cautiously welcomed North Korea's announcement that it will abandon nuclear testing and abolish its nuclear test site.
The statements by North Korea must be followed by verifiable steps that they are going to comply with the numerous UN Security Council resolutions that ban North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. So in the past, North Korea has made promises and then failed to honour them. So we need to see verifiable steps that it will abandon its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs.
At the Commonwealth meeting in London, Bishop warned that in the past, North Korea has made promises and then failed to honour them. In noting that North Korea had continued to develop its nuclear program under the previous international policy of strategic patience, she praised the current international position on maximum pressure on Pyongyang. Also in the news, a high school student in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida shot and wounded a classmate on Friday, the same day thousands of students across the country walked out of class to mark a high school massacre nearly two decades ago in the state of Colorado and demonstrate for gun control.
You know, it's just not going to stop until we actually start taking action. I think that every day that we're hearing some kind of shooting, there was a couple incidents yesterday in Fairfax County where I live, and it's not even making the media attention anymore.
Since the February 14th massacre at a Florida high school that left 17 dead, demonstrations have been ongoing. This is VOA News. Israeli military has killed four Palestinians, including a 15-year-old boy, according to Gaza health authorities. Officials say more than 150 people were wounded in the protest at the Gaza-Israeli border. More than 30 people have been killed since the protest started 4 weeks ago. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the United States inquired about Moscow's positions inside Syria before last week's U.S. and allied airstrikes, and that they avoided those areas. The strikes against the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad were in reaction to suspected chemical attacks on the town of Douma that left at least 40 people dead. In a series of candid conversations, President Trump told former FBI Director James Comey he had serious concerns about the judgment of a top advisor. He asked about the possibility of jailing journalists and described a boast from Vladimir Putin about Russian prostitutes. This information came from Comey's memos of the talks obtained by the Associated Press. Eric Tucker is with the Associated Press.
I would say the memos are very significant for pulling back the curtain on a difficult, kind of troubled relationship that Donald Trump and Jim Comey had for months before his firing. One of the big mysteries, one of the big issues that is being pursued is why exactly was Jim Comey fired? So I think the public, the country, the world is really interested in as many details as we can get about what went on in those interactions that led the president to dismiss Jim Comey as his FBI director.
The Comey memos have been eagerly anticipated since they were revealed last year, especially since Comey's interactions with Mr. Trump are a critical part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into whether the president sought to obstruct justice in Mueller's probe of possible Russian collusion with the 2016 Trump campaign for president. Some 1,500 guests expected today at a private funeral for former U.S. First Lady Barbara Bush, the current First Lady Melania Trump, former President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary, former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle are among those expected to attend a by-invitation-only service at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Burial will follow at the Bush Library at Texas A&M University, which is northwest of Houston. The burial site is a gated plot surrounded by trees and near a creek where the couple's three-year-old daughter, Robin, who died of leukemia in 1953, is buried. Bush died at age 92 on Tuesday at her home in Houston. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Houston.
That's the latest world news from VOA.